The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things to talk about, as we know. It is a huge day in sports. Big football games are going to be played today, and we are going to have ourselves two teams facing off in the Super Bowl. After all the aftermath has gone through. Gotta welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Dorf. Despite what's going on in the locker room there in Cleveland, Ohio, with our NBA chapter, I'm really looking forward to a good day of football. Really contrasting between the AFC and the NFC. You're going to have a team that's been there a bunch, and you're going to have a team that's going for their first Super Bowl win. So it'll be really, really interesting today.
So many great storylines, to be honest with you, man. I don't even know which way to go. There's so many. I can't think to myself what I really want to happen, to be honest with you, man. It's like you feel things for Larry Fitzgerald because he's been around for so long, and you want to see things happen for him. You feel certain ways about Peyton Manning because of all the years he's put in. You know how good Tom Brady is with everything he's done. Cam has been special. This is just awesome stuff, to be honest with you. This is exactly what I was looking for. Anyways, we're just getting warmed up. So much happening in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. We'll be right back on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it?
help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process. It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're definitely not the new kids on the block, but we are Jeff Rich, and I am the Dorf Man. We want thoughts, we want opinions, we want to know what's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @byjeffrich. At Dorf on Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Again, a lot of things happening in the sports world, but big time on our mind today will definitely be those football games. You got the Carolina Panthers at home playing the Arizona Cardinals, who, you know what, let's face it, I think these two teams deserve to be here. They had the best records. I think we would have been surprised if it wasn't this. On the other side, Denver playing, hosting New England, which could be a little bit unfamiliar for New England. But look, I just think you have four of the best quarterbacks in the game right now, at least this season. And to be quite honest, two of the best quarterbacks maybe to play this game in a long, long time in Brady and Manning on the other side. So truth be told, Jeff, I'm very happy with the matchups that we have today.
Oh, you can't not be. It's just fantastic football of all varieties. You know, you have your legends in Manning and, you know, in Brady, of course, and that tradition, you know, and this is what, the 17th time that they're going to get together and play. You know, so that's exciting on one side. And then you have, I mean, you do have the new kids on the block. You have the Carolina Panthers, who did play in a Super Bowl about 10 or 11 years ago. And you have the Cardinals, who played in a Super Bowl about about 7 or 8 years ago. And they both have the opportunity to win the first title for their respective cities in a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, look, you could make so many different storylines with this. Peyton Manning getting to a Super Bowl, riding out in the sunset. You know, if he wins, there's no way this guy's coming back. Cam Newton could really put himself in a different limelight when you think about it. He's had a tremendous season. We all know that. MVP, all that stuff. But you can really, really solidify yourself and what you're all about with winning championships and Super Bowls and, you know, division titles and whatnot. All those things help define who you are at the end of your career. And truth be told, you know, Cam Newton has been a guy that has taken a lot of scrutiny, a lot of heat from everybody. He, you know, and think about it, man. He's really grown up. And when you really think about this kid, he has grown up right before our eyes, and he has taken everything that everybody's told him, and he's learned from it. And he's gone out there, and he's been the best professional that he could possibly be, if you ask me, Jeff.
And he doesn't stop the personality. The personality doesn't stop because he goes into business mode. I mean, he has his quirks, and it's great for the fans. I think, face it, the whole thing is racially driven because there's that old guard, of probably white people that don't care for the shenanigans, and they think that the game should be played in black and white, and you know, everything should be textbook, everything should be Lombardi and Hunt, and you got to color within the lines, and Cam Newton doesn't do that. He doesn't stick his middle finger to the establishment, but he, you know, kind of says, hey, I can smile and laugh, and this is who I'm going to be. And I think that the more that he wins, the more that he's successful, the better that society will react to him. I think that once you become a champion, your personality kind of gets accepted along with it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I would actually just go out and say that he's having fun. I mean, at the end of the day, man, he's out there. He's enjoying himself. He's like a kid in a candy store. He's living a childhood dream.
Speaking of children, isn't it great how when Carolina's in the red zone, you have that – you just have that cluster of children that come down to the front row because they know somebody's getting a football when Carolina punches it in? That's great for that fan base. I really appreciate seeing stuff like that when I watch the Panthers play.
No, I mean, look, bottom line is I think a lot of what they do is built for the fan. And again, they're out there, they're having fun. There's nothing wrong with having fun. I do have a little bit of an issue with the celebrations that go on, with the length of time that they go on. I'm all about a guy being excited about scoring a touchdown. Don't get me wrong. I like what Cam does with his, you know, ripping his chest and Superman and this and that and the other. But bottom line is I think that, you know, you can overdo things. But I think what he does is just something that kind of sets him apart. It's him showing his personality like you're talking about. And he's not doing it to necessarily show up other people. It's just who he is. So I don't have a problem with the way that Cam goes about it. I think he's been spectacular. I think he's been special this season. And ultimately, man, the big prize is getting to the Super Bowl and winning that Super Bowl. So you know what? There's going to be two very lucky teams, two very good teams, and two very deserving teams, to be honest with you, Jeff. So at the end of the day, again, very happy about the matchups that we have with four of the best teams in football today.
Oh, absolutely. There's one more thing I wanted to get in on Carolina before we move on. And, you know, it's bigger than Cam. It's bigger than Kuechly or Norman or Davis. And it's Jerry Richardson. You know, this is like the only guy, you know, that's owned a football team. You know, now that Al Davis is gone, he's the only guy that's played on the field and made his way to the ownership box. And you'd have to think that with all that he's done to dedicate himself to the NFL, you know, the generic, you know, the shield at midfield rather than the Panthers logo, everything that he does for the league, he's one of, you know, Rodgers' top five guys, and I think that that's going to end up you know, making him a dark horse favorite, even if the commissioner can't be rooting for anybody. I think that, you know, there's people in the league that probably really want to see Jerry Richardson get that Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of great storylines. We all know that. There's so many great storylines, and you know what? Two of those storylines are going to play out. One team's going to lose on one side, and one team's going to lose on the other side. So we're going to have a very interesting day of football ahead of us. Hey, I want to hit on this real quickly before we shift gears and hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, and talk to him about NHL hockey most likely, and maybe even sprinkle in a little bit of the Major League Baseball stuff. But bottom line is something big happened for your Cleveland Cavaliers, and I guess I'm not surprised about what happened with David Blatt, but what I am surprised about is timing. And you know what? A lot can be said about the butt kicking that they took from Golden State the other day, but bottom line is that's one game. And sometimes we overreact to things because just because, you know, if you don't make a move, you're not doing something right. But truth be told, I don't think David Blatt was the right guy for this job in the first place. But with that being said, I don't necessarily like the way that the Cavs handled this thing, Jeff.
Now, I don't think there was a good way to handle it. I mean, the thing that bothers me most, you know, with my rooting interest in the Cavaliers is that there's that much dysfunction, that the players were, this unhappy. You know, you could read Adrian Wojnarowski at Yahoo.com talking about how Blatt was doomed from day one because LeBron and Rich Paul and, you know, LeBron's whole LeBron entourage, or, you know, his cast of characters, his camp, you know, they wanted Mark Jackson from day one. They settled for Lou. They put him in the that first lieutenant's chair, knowing that they could bump him up anytime that they really needed to nudge Dan Gilbert and David Griffin. And I don't care if LeBron denies it. This has his fingerprints all over it. Timing's terrible, but the bar is set so high, and I think that Dan Gilbert and Griffin see that the window of opportunity is so tight there that they can't wait. You know, they don't have the luxury of waiting for an offseason to make adjustments. They have to now, and I wouldn't be surprised surprised to see a front court player or two moved away from the Cavaliers to strengthen them on the perimeter on defense so that they can play with San Antonio and Golden State come June. But, you know, to be honest with you, this looks like a team that might not necessarily breeze their way through the Eastern Conference playoffs. And, you know, I think back to 2009 when Stan Van Gundy, Dwight Howard, and the Orlando Magic took this team down in the Eastern Conference finals in six games in a year that they probably could have played with the Lakers and gotten that championship. So it's really unfortunate.
Does this open the door, do you think, maybe for Kevin Love to actually be a little bit more like the Kevin Love that we have seen in the past? And I'm talking about, obviously, his days with Minnesota where he was a 25 and 12 guy. I mean, he hasn't been that explosive. It's like these guys are somewhat holding back from what they really have to give. I guess the question to me is does Tyronn Lue make that difference and let these guys be who they can be?
Well, that's his claim. I mean, he came out and he hasn't, you know, he hasn't held anything back in what he said. I mean, he's kind of thrown, you know, David Blatt under the bus. He said that they're going to use Kevin Love a little bit better. And he says his team's out of shape 42 games into the season. So, you know, I'm going to wait and see with Tyronn Lue.
We'll have to see. I mean, look, looks like he's a player's guy. Looks like this was probably the move in disguise for a long time from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And we'll just see how everything plays out. I mean, bottom line is they were the best team in the East anyway, as it goes. So David Blatt wasn't doing that terrible of a job. And when you come to think of it, how could he be doing a terrible job? He's got LeBron James. He's got Kyrie Irving. He's got Kevin Love. He's got a lot of the best players in the league. Just because you got your butts kicked by Golden State doesn't necessarily mean it's all in David Blatt. I'm not too psyched about how this all went down. The next question I got for you is, what happens for the All-Star game? Does he still coach that? We'll get to that on the other side, maybe, but we're going to hook up with John Poulter, too. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots happening in the sports world. Big, big football games later on today. Who's going to the Super Bowl? That's the question. Who do you like? By the way, let us know, 1-800-878-7529. Tell us who you think's going to the Super Bowl. Weird how that kind of worked out when you think about our conversation as we were going to the break. I really wasn't putting two and two together, to be honest with you, Jeff. It just kind of happened. So sometimes segues happen just by chance, and this is one of those where it happens just by chance. We're talking a little bit about the All-Star game before the break with the news of Dave Black getting fired, and obviously the Cavaliers having the best record. What happens in that case? Well, we all know that the All-Star game is in Toronto this year, and we're fortunate and lucky enough to talk to John Poulter each and every week, who comes to us from Canada. So first and foremost, welcome to the program, John.
Thanks, Andy. Good morning to you, and good morning, Jeff. I hope you guys are doing well.
Can't complain. You know, obviously, David Blatt on his day off gets fired, so he's probably not feeling as good as we are right now. But with that being said, we all know that the All-Star game for the NBA is in Toronto this year, and Tyronn Lue feels that David Blatt should still coach the NBA All-Star game for the Eastern squad. And in a weird way, I think he should coach it as well, Jeff, but I could totally understand him saying, no thanks, I'm done with you, this and that and the other. I'm moving on, and I got to start thinking about what's next for David Blatt. But in a weird way, I do think it would be a nice gesture, Jeff.
Yeah, they could do it. They probably won't. It'll probably end up being Tyronn Lue. John, I kind of want to throw this to you. I know that you're not all over the NBA landscape, you know, even with the Raptors up there, but with the game being in Toronto, there's been talk of, you know, if the Cavs just say, we don't want a guy that's coached 11 games or a guy that's been fired, you know, to have to coach LeBron James, who probably drove him out in that game. But, you know, talk of, the Cavaliers stepping aside and just letting Dwayne Casey coach the Eastern All-Stars in his own building. What do you think of that? I know that we've talked about John Scott and your respect for, you know, various All-Star games, but this one will be happening in your backyard. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the NBA All-Star game is, I guess it's a big thing here in Toronto. Clearly wouldn't be as popular as a Major League Baseball All-Star game or even an NHL All-Star game, because basketball is still very much the third sport here in Toronto, despite the success that the Raptors have had on the court. And my wife and I actually went to a Raptors game this week. We went to see the Boston Celtics, my childhood team, on Wednesday night, and I got to tell you, it's a totally different atmosphere in the building for a Raptor game than a Leaf game. But it's being publicized in the last couple of days with the Blatt firing. There has been some talk in the media of Dwight Casey perhaps being the appropriate choice, and the NBA has found themselves, through no fault of their own, in a bit of a quandary here, because clearly they weren't party to the firing of Blatt in Cleveland. But when you look at a guy that has been to the championship finals 1 year ago with a depleted lineup through injuries, currently has the team in first place in the Eastern Conference, and now finds himself in this situation. That got to be a little bit awkward for all around. I can see why he wouldn't want to coach LeBron James, given the circumstances. The new coach, Lou, really would have, I think the quote was 10 or 11 games, if I remember what you said to me. And in terms of Casey, would it stink of favoritism because it's in the home building, even though the Raptors have the second best record in the Eastern Conference right now? So it's a bit of a pickle. I'm sure it will work itself out. My guess is that Casey will end up being the fallback choice because the league makes the choice.
Yeah, interesting. We'll see how it all develops. But there is a, you know, an outside chance that Toronto could even, you know, get the first place. They're only 2.5 games back of Cleveland. So, you know, 10, 11, 12 games, maybe a little bit of an adjustment for Cleveland getting used to Tyronn Lue. Maybe Toronto sneaks in there anyway. Who knows? I mean, but at the end of the day, this is somewhat of an ugly thing for the NBA because the All-Star game is supposed to be such a great time and whatnot. You're bringing everybody together. This, I think you had some very good points about David Blatt and what he actually has accomplished with the Cleveland Cavaliers last season. I mean, look, we all know that they were going to get to the finals. However, the fact that they even competed on any level, you know, has a lot to do with LeBron James. Let's not kid ourselves. But you have to give a little bit of credit there to David Blatt for going out there and just saying, look, we need to ride LeBron, and this is how we're going to have any chance of competing in this series. And they did that. But I think there's something to be said for him going there in the first season, getting to the finals, not getting it done. But I think we all know if they had a lineup that would have been with Love, with Kyrie Irving, that the series may have gone a completely different way, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation today. So I think that that's the part about sports that's so cutthroat, and you know what? It is what it is, and we shouldn't feel sorry for these guys. They get themselves in positions where they know that they're going to be looked at and judged, and if something goes bad, they're going to be out of a job. So we shouldn't feel bad for them. But with that being said, I don't necessarily like the way that the Cavs went about this whole thing, and I don't necessarily think that David Blatt deserved to be out of there based on the body of work. There's something else going on behind closed doors, and we're not privy to what's going on, but I guarantee that LeBron James, like Jeff thinks, has his fingerprints all over this thing, and he wanted Tyronn Lue to be on that bench, and whoa, that is the bottom line.
Well, let me pose this question for John. Is there a precedent, you know, I know that you follow Major League Baseball and the NHL very closely. Is there a precedent that you could think of in sports where a first place team, you know, that's really going to, you know, at least going to probably be in a position to be the league runner up? Have you ever seen a team this successful get rid of a coach midseason and maintain any level of success?
I can't think of anything specific. One that does come to mind, Jeff, is a number of years ago when Lou Lamoriello was the general manager in New Jersey. He had his finger pretty close to the trigger in terms of coaches most of the time that he was there. And there was one of the years between, I'm going to say, mid-90s to early 2000s when the Devils had that spell where they had three Stanley Cup wins in a short number of years, that the coach was fired, and I think it was Larry Robinson came in about 3 weeks before the playoffs, and the Devils ended up winning the Stanley Cup. That's the one that comes to mind. I can't think of another one offhand. I'm sure there have been some, but certainly not in recent years.
Hey, just out of curiosity, John, you know, we're talking a little different than we normally do with you. Normally we talk hockey and we talk, you know, baseball. We're talking NBA, which is a totally different thing. But truth be told, it is coming to your town. How excited are you for the All-Star game to be coming to Toronto?
Well, I'll probably watch it simply because I think other than baseball, basketball is probably the best of the major sport All-Star games, simply because basketball is yes, it's a team game, like baseball is a team game, but it's also an individual game. And the All-Star game is all about athletes showing off their skills and playing to the crowd, and that's exactly what the NBA is very good at. So I think it's a great opportunity for those of us in Toronto to see the stars on the other teams. The strength of the league for the last number of years has been in the Western Conference. We don't get to see the Western Conference teams that often, so it'll be a good chance to see some of the stars from the West and some of the stars from the other teams as well. And Kyle Lowry from the Raptors has been voted to the starting lineup, so that adds a little flavor to it as well. And good chance that DeMar DeRozan will be on the squad as a reserve. So from that standpoint, I think it's going to generate quite a bit of interest. And, of course, with the Maple Leafs having such an awful season, it will give Toronto fans a chance to cheer about something here.
Hey, John, you know what? Crazy how time flies with us. We didn't do what we normally do, but it's good that we see how versatile you are when it comes to talking sports. So appreciate your take on the All-Star game that is going to be coming to Toronto very soon. And it makes a lot of sense to talk about it today with the news of Blatt and whatnot and the Raptors being in that second spot. So appreciate you taking time out as always, John. We'll catch up next week.
My pleasure as always. Have a good week, guys, and we'll chat a week from now.
John Poulter showing us his versatility today on the program, so we got to thank him for that. But we'll be right back. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man, and Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Bot on USA Radio Network.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins. Now our highest level of D3 ever.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic voluntate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline interview library. Thank you for your support and help.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. A lot happening in the sports world. We all know that. Big football games ahead of us, so we do want thoughts and opinions on those. We are talking some NBA right now, though. With the All-Star game being in Toronto, we just got done with John Poulter, who comes to us each and every week from Canada, Toronto, somewhere around there. And it was interesting to kind of see his versatility, to be honest with you, Jeff, talking a little bit of NBA basketball with us, totally different than what we normally do with John Poulter.
Oh, right, for sure. And you know, John's a sports fan. John's a big soccer guy. You know, he plays curling when he's not talking to us on the show. And, you know, he's keeping his eye on the Toronto Maple Leafs, the entire NHL. And, you know, you won't find a bigger Toronto Blue Jay fan in Eastern Ontario.
No, I would agree with you. So moving on in the program, I believe we have now Shane Koenig, who's going to join us, and we're going to talk to him. We're going to start out the same way. We're going to kind of go around the sports world, but we're going to talk some NBA to start out with. Shane, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Listen, man, interesting development for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think we all knew that this day was coming for Dave Blatt, but I think that under the circumstances, and it actually, John Poulter made some things come to my head, to be honest with you, in the last segment when we talked to him. David Blatt inherited a very good basketball team. We all know that. However, with that being said, last season, that team was a mere, you know, shell of itself by the end of the day. And the lineup that they were putting out there was not a Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love lineup. It was LeBron and a bunch of other guys. But with that being said, they somehow figured out a way to make it to the finals and be pretty competitive, to be honest with you, for the most part, with the Golden State Warriors. Then you have this season come around. They're 30-11, 30-12, somewhere in that neighborhood, and they're leading the Eastern Conference and seem to be, you know, on a course toward the NBA championships once again. But now we have this distraction, this change of events where Tyronn Lue has been given the head coaching job. They put him in there for 3 years, and they put him in that first spot for a reason, I believe, because if at any moment in time they wanted to change direction, he was right there for them to do this. Well, that has now happened. How do you feel about what the Cleveland Cavaliers have done to David Blatt moving forward with this team?
Well, I think the most interesting part of the conversation is right after the Bulls game last night, Tyronn Lue's biggest quote was that he didn't think that this team was in shape enough to run the offense that he wants to run, which is an interesting dynamic because one of two things happened. Either David Griffin didn't communicate with Tyronn Lue or didn't know what Tyronn Lue wanted to do on the offense, or David Blatt just never really meshed with the idea that they wanted him to run an offense that could get them up and down the floor quickly. I think that it's a mistake to have Tyronn Lue as a head coach right off the bat rather than an interim job, just because I think that there would have been some very, very good veteran coaches that could have been available in the offseason. But, and I've talked to Jeff on this, Jeff about this off the air, they want to win now. But I don't know if Tyronn Lue is the guy that's the win now coach. And now you're shifting gears. If what they're saying is right, what Tyronn Lue is saying, right, you're shifting your offensive philosophy away from a ball movement, half court offense that David Blatt was used to running from his days at Princeton all the way into Israel, all the way now back into the NBA, to a let's get out and run and gun that Tyronn Lue wants to run. So the Eastern Conference leading Cleveland Cavaliers are now to go through a whole different transformation and having to run a whole new offense. And that's going to be interesting.
That's the voice of Shane Koenig. Sorry about that, Jeff. Just wanted to reset. Joining us here on Dorf on Sports, talking some NBA basketball, and more in particular, we're talking Cleveland Cavalier basketball. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, it was interesting. I read this morning on Ohio.com from Jason Lloyd at the Akron Beacon Journal that this has been something that's kind of been brewing since he got to Portland the day after Christmas. So, you know, this team kind of, maybe Blatt lost this team with the Christmas Day game that looked pretty competitive at Golden State. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm left to wonder, is it just do the Cavaliers have insufficient personnel? Does it matter who coaches this team?
Well, I think that they have what they wanted. I think that from the time this is a learning process. I mean, keep in mind, it's not like LeBron James is there and they don't know what to do and how to do it. When you look at when he was there before, they got to Eastern Conference Finals, very similar to last year, with an aging Antoine Jameson, with Larry Hughes, with Boobie Gibson. I mean, they didn't have players and they still were there. The Eastern Conference has definitely changed, and I think that that's part of this dynamic. But last year, they were a shell of themselves. Like we talked about, Kyrie was out. You know, Kevin Love got injured in the playoffs. And you're looking at a Tristan Thompson. That's the second-best option, and they still played very well. So I think that they have the personnel, but do they have the personnel that can make the changes necessary to play in a team game that the NBA is becoming? Golden State is not just Steph Curry and a bunch of scrubs. I mean, it's a lineup top to bottom, probably the deepest in the NBA. And if we're talking about Golden State laying the wood to them is a catalyst for the fact that David Griffin pulled the trigger on the move away from David Blatt, you have to look at who's out there and who you're trying to compete against. And I would say there's three teams that are ahead of them. Oklahoma City is two stars and some really good role players. San Antonio, if they're not the best team, they're 1A. And then, of course, Golden State. I think those players make sacrifices to their stars to be a better defensive team. We're talking about like a Draymond Green, Kawhi Leonard. They're taking steps back to make their team better. I don't think Kyrie Irving or Kevin Love know how to do that or are willing to do that to be a better defensive team, a better ball movement team, and a team that's going to compete in the NBA Finals. I think they're going to compete in the Eastern Conference the whole time, if not get to the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals.
Great points. That's Shane Koenig joining us here on Dorf on Sports and Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hey, let me ask you this. You said something interesting to me, and what you said interesting to me was is you named three teams that are better or equal to the Cleveland Cavaliers, but the interesting part of it is that they're all in the Western Conference. So my point is, you don't worry about the Western Conference until you get through the Eastern Conference. Wouldn't that be true?
It definitely is true. I think that David Griffin and the management there, including ownership, sees that the Cleveland Cavaliers are the Eastern Conference, you know, prime team, you know. They lost to Chicago yesterday, and it's interesting because I think that if we look to Chicago going forward, losing Joakim Noah is a big part of their defense, but they're offensively going to get better. When you can bring in a Mirotić and a Gibson and a Paul Gasol, their offense is going to get better. So I think that they're going to be a team that's going to be reckoned with. As soon as Derrick Rose can see straight, they'll probably even be better. But I think that what they're looking at now is David Blatt was going to get us into the NBA Finals, if not the Eastern Conference Finals at worst. And now we need to compete against teams that are in the Western Conference. Do we feel like David Blatt can do that? And if we make a change now, will it give us enough time to develop that team that will compete against those three other teams, whoever gets into the NBA Finals, and be able to beat them? And I think that's why they made the move now. I mean, in all honesty, they probably should have made the move at the beginning of the year so they could have a whole offseason to do that. But, you know, that's the Cleveland Cavaliers way. They make adjustments on the fly. They make trades. They've been doing that ever since LeBron was in Cleveland, whether it be getting Shaq or trading for Antoine Jameson or whatever the case might be. They make moves in the middle of the season hoping that it's the next step rather than developing the players around LeBron James and making sure that they have that program in place that can make them successful.
Again, that is the voice of Shane Koenig joining us here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hey, let me ask you this, and it goes back to something you already said. What if they just don't have the right personnel? I mean, flat out. I mean, you looked at what happened with Golden State. I don't think they have the guys to run up and down the floor like Golden State has. So is this more of a personnel issue than anything?
If you're asking me, I mean, my opinion is Kyrie Irving is a great player, but he's not a great all-around player. And Kevin Love is the most one-dimensional power forward probably in the NBA. And it's a perfect when you're comparing them. I mean, what people are saying, and it makes sense, is that straw that broke the camel's back was a Golden State loss. And if you're looking at the mirror image and looking and comparing roster to roster, one, Golden State's bench is just significantly better. But the other part is Draymond Green is the antithesis of Kevin Love. Kevin Love comes in as a highly touted player. Everybody thinks he's the next great power forward that can shoot the three. He's an amazing rebounder. He's a terrible defender, though. And you're putting them up against a Draymond Green who came in as a, I think it was a second-round pick, if I'm not mistaken, develops his own talent, becomes a good shooter, but he's a great defensive player to the point where they put him at the five when he should be playing the three, and they allow it allows them offensively to just run teams off the floor. Kevin Love, I was talking to Jeff about this the other day, the Cleveland Cavaliers, to me, tried to do what Miami Heat did when you have Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron James. And LeBron James did become the alpha male there. The other two players took a step back. Dwayne Wade, mostly because he's getting older. Chris Bosh, because that was the role that he needed to play. I don't believe that Kevin Love knows how to do that. I don't believe that Kevin Love knows what 14 points a game, 10 rebounds, but a defensive effort that'll keep the other team off the scoreboard and keep a player off of it. And I don't know that Kyrie Irving knows what defense is, just simply because Kyrie Irving is still so young in his career. Does he know what it means to take a step back when he was injured at Duke and then comes back and he's automatically in the starting lineup, comes into the NBA as a first-round pick and the leader of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and now he needs to take a step back to LeBron James while also coming back from injury? I just don't think – I think they have the talent. I just don't think that those players have the mindset that's needed to be the Golden State Warriors, San Antonio Spurs type of mindset where it's about the team, it's about winning. Kawhi Leonard could be LeBron James. I mean, if you put him on the Cleveland Cavaliers and tell him he has to take over, he's going to be top five in the league in scoring, but he knows that his job on the San Antonio Spurs is to stop the other team and be offensively dependent within the system. And I don't know if the players that the Cleveland Cavaliers have to do that. Now, the next step is, do we trade these players to get other players to do that? But I think that other teams and other GMs see these two as what they are, deficient on defense, not necessarily able to take a step back to other players, and who are they going to get in return? So I think that it's just whether or not these players that they have are going to be able to step up, do that team atmosphere that LeBron James is always looking for, that have won championships. I wrote about this on the website, morethanafan.net, about the NBA is moving the ball. The San Antonio Spurs, the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Oklahoma City Thunder made a move so they could get Billy Donovan's offense and a motion offense and a movement offense in play. Fred Hoiberg is in Chicago for the same reasons. The NBA is going to a system with stars. You have to move the ball, get open shooters, and get your stars involved. And I don't think that Cleveland has that available.
Great stuff, Shane. To be honest with you, man, I could sit and listen to you all day. You got this stuff down pat. And to be honest, man, you and I think a lot alike. So we are completely on the same page about a lot of things going on in the NBA, brother.
Good to hear.
Shane Koenig, man, you're going to have to come back next week. That's all I can say, buddy.
Anytime.
You got a spot, buddy. Just so you know, you got a spot on the roster. So we look forward to talking to you next week about what's going on in the NBA and maybe even some other stuff, because I know you're a wealth of knowledge, man. So great stuff, great debut, and I look forward to talking to you next week, man.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Shane Koenig, man. Good stuff, Jeff. Way to bring in a very solid contributor to the program. He has the NBA down pat. He and I are on the same page about a lot of things. But bottom line is, The Cleveland Cavaliers, man, interesting development moving forward for the rest of the NBA season. Anyways, he's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. We'll be right back to wrap up this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984. And has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us. First time, great debut. He will be back next week and probably for many weeks to come throughout the NBA season and whatever else we can get out of him. Also, got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for breaking down something a little different than he normally does for us. We talked a little bit about the NBA All-Star Game and, you know, the timing of the Cleveland Cavaliers firing of Dave Blatt and what that could mean for his Toronto Raptors and the whole city, to be honest with you. But in the next hour, on the horizon, we've got Fred Wallen, and I'm excited to talk to Fred about Dave Blatt and the NBA and some other things that are going on in the sports world. Obviously, big football games ahead of us later on. We're going to break those things down like nobody else, but hour number one is in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close. Fred will join us. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's a party on Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Right back, everybody. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is so confident about winning the party's nomination, he feels he could get away with murder. Trump told a crowd in Sioux Center, Iowa, that he has the most loyal supporters.
Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
The real estate mogul has been relatively unscathed by a number of controversial comments made from day one of his campaign. The latest polls show Trump with big leads in national polls. Things are just a bit closer in Iowa, which will hold the first nominating contest in just over a week. Folks near Anchorage, Alaska, are checking their homes for damage after a strong earthquake this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 7.1 earthquake struck just after 1:30 local time. The epicenter was about 160 miles southwest of Anchorage. So far, there are no reports of structural damage, just items falling off shelves and chairs falling over. This is USA Radio News.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
A newspaper is urging Iowa voters to go with a GOP underdog, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The largest newspaper in Iowa endorsing Republican Marco Rubio and Democrat Hillary Clinton for their party's presidential nominations. The Des Moines Register announcement coming a little more than a week ahead of the Iowa caucus. For the record, since 1988, only 3 of the 9 candidates the newspapers endorsed have won that state. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
While they're not up to full speed, people are moving again along the East Coast after record snowfall. Travel bans have been lifted in New York City and Baltimore, but officials are urging people to stay home if at all possible today. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says about 22,000 people are without power in his state and hopes the majority of them will have the lights back on later today. Nearly 9,000 flights have been canceled over the last few days, but some carriers are already scrapping 650 flights for tomorrow, with most coming into Washington, D.C., New York, or Philadelphia. This is USA Radio News.
How far would you go to save a child? From the co-producers of God's Not Dead comes Caged No More, starring Kevin Sorbo, Cassidy Gifford, and Alan Powell. A powerful film that dares to make a stand against trafficking. Caged No More will inspire you to become a freedom fighter. See Caged No More in theaters January 22nd.
One political expert says the pressure will be on Hillary Clinton at Monday's Democratic town hall meeting.
For Hillary Clinton, this is really a make-or-break night. If she makes any stumbles or missteps, it is going to be amplified because of the timing and because the pressure is very much on her campaign now.
With the town hall just days before the Iowa caucuses, Dr. Sean Foreman of Berry University says it could be the deciding factor in voters' minds. The event gives Bernie Sanders a huge opportunity to make his case as why he's a viable alternative to Clinton. However, Clinton could put Sanders away by making strong points against the Vermont senator's positions on gun control and taxes. Dr. Foreman says another thing to watch for will be whether Clinton continues to tie her campaign to President Obama. The CNN Democratic Town Hall event airs Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. With Broadway shut down and travel bans in place in New York City, Saturday Night Live was the only show in town. UFC star Ronda Rousey took over hosting duties, but it was a familiar face in the opening sketch that stole the show. Tina Fey made a return appearance as former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Fey took her chance to mock this week's endorsement of Donald Trump alongside Daryl Hammond, who played the Republican presidential frontrunner. 4 teams vying for a trip to Super Bowl 50 will take the field today. The New England Patriots travel to Denver to battle the Broncos in the AFC Championship game. The Arizona Cardinals play the Carolina Panthers in the NFC Championship game at Bank of America Stadium. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world. Big football games ahead of us. Cardinals, Carolina, Denver, New England, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, 17th time. What's gonna give? Cam Newton has had a special year. Carson Palmer has been pretty darn good himself. These are great matchups. This is what we wanted. I think we're all excited about it. And then obviously the news of Cleveland Cavaliers getting rid of Dave Blatt and moving to Tyronn Lue. So a lot happening in the sports world. Got to welcome in my tag team partners of crime for this hour. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. I don't know if you guys caught this or not, but last night, UCLA basketball coach Steve Alford was arrested for impersonating a basketball coach, and he was put in jail. And I don't know when he's going to get out because, I mean, a coach he's not.
Unbelievable. Always finding a way to figure out how to get it back to La La Land. And this time it's about the UCLA Bruins, who had a game that they played last night.
A game?
Yeah, they had a game.
They were never in the game against the Oregon Ducks, but we can talk about that.
All right, sounds good. He's Fred Wallen, always going on about those L.A. sports, and then obviously Jeff Rich and myself, the Dorfman. We'll be right back after a pause for the cause on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey, Boo. You know, when I cough, I expel a cloud of 3,000 droplets of saliva. I've got stamina, too. I cough all night long.
Ugh, that's way too long. Take Robitussin 12 Hour for fast, long-lasting cough relief. New Robitussin 12 Hour, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
All night long.
Please stop.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with a sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email, old school style, at sportsfred@aol.com. You know, fellas, a lot to talk about in the sports world. Let's get into some... Well, Fred, go ahead and say what you wanted to say about Steve Alford and the lack of his coaching and whatnot. And then I kind of want to get into some of the things that are going on in the NFL. We know about the big games that are happening later today. Go ahead, Fred.
Well, Saturday afternoon, the Bruins on CBS across America got embarrassed by the Oregon Ducks by 14 in a game that the Bruins were not going to win because they don't play any defense. That goes on the coach. I don't think there's any question about that. The teams are probably equal in talent. It should have been a game that went down to the wire. Obviously, Dane Altman's a better coach than Steve Alford. And the thing that bugs me the most, really it does, and if I were a teammate, it would really bug me, Bryce Alford plays 37 minutes a game. Bryce Alford can't guard you, Andy. He might be able to guard me, but I don't think he can guard you. The point is he can't play 37 minutes a game. It looks bad. It is bad, even if it wasn't a father-son situation. It's just a horrendous situation at UCLA, and that goes back to the athletic director, Dan Guerrero, who hired him when people like Andy Enfield, who's now at USC, he was available. Other coaches certainly would have been available, but he hired a coach just because he was a big name guy. Now, folks at New Mexico didn't care that Alford left. They wanted their money because they had a contract that if he did leave, he'd have to pay him back, and UCLA did pay him back. And people at Iowa know that he wasn't a great coach. And the bottom line is, Andy, is when the Indiana coaching job was opened, they hired Tom Crean against their own alum in Mr. Alford when he was at Iowa, and I think that tells it all. And I'm not making this up. I don't want this to be said. I mean, to me, look, I grew up loving college basketball. I can hardly watch UCLA play basketball because they simply do not play any defense, and that's on the coach.
And hey, Crean's doing a pretty good job. It took him darn near a decade, but Crean's doing a pretty good job in Bloomington this year. Those Hoosiers are a team to be reckoned with.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is that, if you're Indiana and if you thought much of Alford, the first guy you go to is probably an alum. I mean, you know, they've done that in the past. Most schools do that if they can, and they didn't. And he was in the same conference with him at Iowa. And again, it's because Dan Guerrero came from University of California, Irvine, a smaller school, a beautiful campus, and a great educational school. But, I mean, they don't play basketball or football on the level of UCLA. They don't play football at all, of course. But the point I'm trying to make is Guerrero got the job, and I don't know how. And just think of the choices he's made. Carl Durrell and Rick Neuheisel as coaches. and come on. And Steve Alford as a basketball coach. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, Steve Alford was a great shooter. Maybe he can be a shooting coach, but he can't be a head coach at a place like UCLA, North Carolina, Kansas, Duke, schools like that. I mean, you got to have a better coach than the Bruins have. And that's why, as I said, going into this season, they'd probably go 10-8 in the conference. Maybe they won't even go there. The 3-4 as we speak. And Andy and Jeff, they simply don't play defense. And you've got to play a little defense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, every guy in their starting lineup is scoring 10 points or more. So if you played any defense at all, you'd be in almost every game. And you've beaten Kentucky, and you've beaten Gonzaga at Gonzaga. But they've also lost to Monmouth, and they've lost to Wake Forest without its best player. Mm-hmm. And they got clobbered by Oregon. And Fred is just, you know, it grates at me because UCLA could have a lot of coaches. And certainly Andy Enfield over at USC is doing a much better job than Mr. Alford is at UCLA. And believe me, I mean, if you're Andy Enfield, and if Dan Guerrero had gone to you, and again, the both jobs were open at the exact same time, 3 years ago, Guerrero goes for the name he knows ahead of the name he doesn't know, and that's the result.
Well, and look at Arizona State University, too. They go out and get Bobby Hurley, who is somewhat of a name, and they're pathetic, to be honest with you. They're terrible. So it doesn't always mean, you know, if you get the big name that things are going to go great for you. Sometimes the lesser name can get more out of those players. I totally understand what you're saying. But with that being said, look, college basketball is always interesting, and it really doesn't matter until, obviously, the tournament time when we find out who the pretenders are and who the contenders are. But speaking of pretenders and contenders, we've got that happening later on today with the football that's going to be happening. You know, I want to bring this to light because I think it is going to be interesting to see how it happens and how things unfold today. The Arizona Cardinals have had a great season. Don't get me wrong. I don't have sour grapes that the Green Bay Packers lost to them. I think the better team won. However, with that being said, do you guys realize that the Arizona Cardinals are the biggest bandwagon team in all of sports? And what I mean by that is that all of a sudden you have people creeping out of the woodwork who are Arizona Cardinal fans that have never been Arizona Cardinal fans. And now that they've gotten somewhere, people are jumping all over this bandwagon. Have you seen this at all, Jeff, Fred, either one of you guys?
It just comes with the success. And you could say the same thing about the Seahawks fans or any team that was really down in the dumps for a long time. And, you know, I mean, I see it, you know, with Cleveland Cavaliers fans in Ohio, you know, that have outside, you know, that followed LeBron down to Miami, and they, you know, they're fans of individuals, they're fans of success. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's tough to watch a sub-500 team for decades at a time. So, you know, the fans do come out of the woodwork because they're just not really, they don't have anything to, you know, rest their shoulders on when, you know, when the team's not winning.
I suppose I could throw you in that bandwagon fan guy because
Cleveland Browns fan, dude. I make no qualms about it. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. I'm happy for my neighbors, my friends, you know, some of my family members that, you know, grew up here and didn't really take on any other options. But I'm not ashamed to admit that I've got a little bit of a dog in the fight with the home team, though it's not my, you know, it's not my first love. And, you know, I wouldn't even say I'm a fan. I just have rooting interest in the Cardinals going forward. And yeah, I did buy a brand new Arizona Cardinals hat about a week ago just to, just to be part of the, part of the atmosphere. And, frankly, it's fun. I experienced the same thing when I moved here 14 and a half years ago and the Diamondbacks won the World Series 6 weeks later. I'm going to enjoy it. It's not going to be a life-changing moment like I picture the probably elusive Cleveland title happening in my lifetime.
Fred, in your opinion, honestly, the Arizona Cardinals, I'm not making this up. I mean, this is true. This is out there that they have the most bandwagon fans of any team. It bothers me. I'll be honest with you. It bothers me to see people that, like yourself, Jeff, who you are a Cleveland guy. I know you're a Cleveland guy. But yet, you're at the Arizona Cardinals games, and you're rooting for the Arizona Cardinals. Like, I guess I just don't understand that. If you're a Cleveland fan, you're a Cleveland fan. Fred, am I right or am I wrong? There is no right or wrong. But is it strange to you, Fred, the way that people jump on the bandwagons?
No. Yeah, I think Jeff said it. I mean, if you haven't done much – and now you're doing a lot of people want to join in the fun. I mean, and for Jeff to go to Arizona games, I mean, he's not going to fly to Cleveland all the time. So,
well, he was on the tour for a while.
I did try this year. There's no question. I made it to a few games in 2015.
I will say this. They're fun to watch because of their wide receivers. And yeah. So even if you don't want them necessarily to win, even if you're playing fantasy, you're hoping they score a lot of points, and they might against anybody because of those wide receivers.
Yeah, and we'll get into some of the storylines, you know, like with Fitzgerald, how special would it be for him to win a championship, a Super Bowl ring before he leaves, and then obviously Peyton Manning could ride out in the sunset. So we're going to get into some of the storylines on the other side and kind of break down the X's and O's of what's going to happen, at least in our minds, what we think is going to happen in the games later on today. So keep it close. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Not waiting on fate. Somehow got the feeling that I opened my eyes too late.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
4242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Who do you think is going to go to the Super Bowl? Let us know your thoughts. Do you like what's happened in Cleveland? Are you a fan of what they've done to David Blatt after the guy got him to the finals last year with a makeshift lineup, and they're in first place this year, and it's just not good enough when you get crushed by the Golden State Warriors, who, by the way, pretty much crush everybody in the league. So there's really no shame in that, except the fact that the Cleveland Cavaliers have higher expectations of winning an NBA championship. So I think that that weighs heavily on their minds, but bottom line is I don't like it. Something smells, and it smells like LeBron James has his fingerprints, as Jeff has said and I've said, all over this thing. So it is what it is. But thoughts and opinions are welcomed and encouraged. Follow us on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fellas, let's get into some of those storylines for the games that will be happening later on today. You know, you have Carson Palmer, who has finally gotten some wins and has a chance to get to the Super Bowl. You've got Super Cam Newton, who's been very special this season, probably the best, to be honest with you, in my humble opinion, the best quarterback this year. Not saying he's the best quarterback of all time, saying he's the best quarterback this year, at least based on the body of work, and he was voted the MVP, so I'm not alone in this by any means, but truth be told, he's had a special year, he's been incredible, and like I said to Jeff earlier in the program, Fred, you know, there he came out and he had a lot of scrutiny. He had a lot of people saying he can and can't do this and he's not going to be a great NFL player. Well, truth be told, he's a great NFL player. He's a great quarterback. He is the heart and soul of that team. You may not like everything he does with all of his antics on the field, but truth be told, the guy's having fun. He's living out a childhood dream, and I really have no problems with what or how Cam Newton handles himself on and off the football field for that matter. But a lot of great storylines for both. You know, you have Fitzgerald, who could wind up winning himself a ring before it's all said and done, and you know what? A couple of years ago, they counted this guy out. They said this guy was done, and they were trying to phase him out of the offense. Well, he's had a rebirth, or he's rejuvenated himself, if you will, and been a huge part of the Arizona Cardinals' success this year, not only in the passing game, but blocking and doing some of the other things that are expected of a guy like a Larry Fitzgerald, who's been around this league for so long and given so much to his team. But a lot of great storylines for both sides. You know, like Jeff had said earlier about the Panthers and their organization, I think people are pulling for them to a certain degree. So a lot of great storylines with that particular game, and we'll get into the other one in just a moment. But Fred, are you leaning one way or the other for who you want to win this game?
Who I want to win?
Yes.
I'm playing fantasy, so all I want is a lot of points. I have no, I don't care who wins the game. I think Arizona's got a shot because of their wide receivers and because of the other side. If you take a look at Carolina, and you mentioned, you know, Cam Newton, he's got Greg Olsen, but as far as wide receivers are concerned, he doesn't have any wide receivers that have the quality of the Arizona wide receivers. So, I mean, but on the other side, you know, Carson Palmer almost basically, I hate to use this word, but I'm going to use it, choked last week, and he was very fortunate to come out on the winning side, and he hasn't won a lot of playoff games, so you question that too. You've got two former Heisman guys going against each other, and that's sort of spectacular. And in the other game, you got the two big-name older guys going against each other, so that's pretty exciting. So it should be a very exciting Sunday, no question about that. To tell you the truth, I would take the 3 points, and I'm giving this away. At PhoenixSports.com, I have Arizona plus the 3, just because I think it'll be a close game, and I think it might be a high-scoring game, even though it's going to be very cold.
Well, let me tell you what. I took your theory last week, and I absolutely went the other way, and I know that I was right and you were wrong about your thought that Seattle should be the favorite in that game. Therefore, you were taking Seattle because the casinos and Vegas and whatnot wanted you to bet on Carolina. Am I right? Do I have this right, Jeff? Is that what Fred kind of told us last week?
Yeah, well, you know, Fred understands the game, and, you know, I think that it was a logical choice, but...
No. What I'm trying to say is it wasn't a logical choice.
Sure it was.
No. Listen, hear me out. I thought last week, if you were listening to what we were saying and what you guys were saying, I said to you, Carolina is winning this football game, and that I would be jumping all over Carolina. I wish we could replay the tape because I definitely said...
Andy, what you don't understand is this. They made Carolina a 3-point favorite. So they're saying on a neutral field, a team that only lost one time all season long would be pick 'em against Seattle. That's what I'm saying. They were forcing you to bet Carolina because you couldn't bet Seattle because that's a nonsensical line. Now, to get down 31-0 at halftime, how often is that going to happen? And listen, the casinos don't win all the time. They win 60 to 65% of the time. This one lost. But most of the time, if they give you a line like that, you got to take in consideration the direction that they want you to bet. And they wanted you to bet. They were dying for you to bet on Carolina last week. They thought Seattle was going to win, but you get down 31-0 and Russell Wilson throws an interception and then he hasn't thrown all season long in the first 5 minutes. That's not going to happen that often. But so they lose this time. But most of the time, the casinos win, Andy. You are actually on the, you win the game, but you still are on the wrong side from the point of view of historic. The casinos aren't getting smaller, Andy. Just remember that.
I understand, but again, there's certain games that I look at, right, and I say to myself, just the opposite of what you said about last week. That's all I'm trying to say. And sometimes when you have a gut feeling, you have a gut feeling.
Sure.
I'll tell you what my gut tells me today. My gut tells me today, jump all over Carolina once again,
okay, for
a few reasons. First and foremost, Arizona traveling to Carolina. First of all. Second of all, Arizona, a team that plays in a dome, going to play in an outdoor stadium in weather that they absolutely are not accustomed to playing in. There are so many things telling me the other way about this game versus what you're telling me. And it was similar to that last week. Seattle was riding an emotional high. They've been playing great football for a long time. Carolina had been playing great football all season long. That was the ultimate showing of disrespect to Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. That's what I'm trying to explain about what I saw last week. And personally, it was. They went out there and they literally lit up Seattle in the first half. The game was over for all practical purposes. Yeah, they made it interesting to a certain degree. Carolina didn't score in the second half. Seattle came rushing back and they got it to be somewhat close. But again, they needed a miracle to have anything happen positive for them in in a sense of them winning that football game. The game was determined, like you said, very early with Russell Wilson making mistakes that he does not usually make. But you know what? Playoff football is different, and sometimes pressure busts pipes, and that's what it did to Seattle. And you know what? I think it does the same thing to Carson Palmer and the Arizona Cardinals today as they go to Carolina, and they're going to see that, you know what? They're going in a very hostile environment, and when you don't have your home field advantage, it's a big difference in the NFL. So we'll see what happens. Go ahead, Jeff.
Dorf, believe it or not, I agree with you. I agree with you about a lot of things. I think some of those intangibles are just factors. I don't think that they're circumstances that lead to the result. I think Carolina's front seven is going to dominate Arizona in the trenches.
Yeah.
The offense is going to have a tough time moving the ball. Carolina might not score a lot, but I see them winning this game by like 10 points. So, you know, it's not where my rooting interest lay, as we discussed earlier, but, you know, to put the headphones on and take a real objective look at things. I think the Carolina Panthers, they'll only have that one loss, and that'll be the same case after the games today. And I think Carolina goes to the Super Bowl. I don't know if they win it or not, but we'll have 2 weeks to discuss that.
Look, the bottom line is this. You know, you can say what you want about strength of schedules and this and that and the other. At a certain point, I really don't think it matters. They are who they are. They go out there and Cam Newton makes plays. His defense makes plays for them when they have to. I do think, Fred, you're right on one thing. I think this could be a very high-scoring game. I really do. I think you have a lot of guys who can make plays on the field. But I would almost say betting against Cam at this point is foolish. That's all I can say. Personally, I think betting against Cam and the Carolina Panthers at home is foolish. If they didn't teach you something last week, they're going to teach you something this week. So we'll see. A lot to talk about. We still got about 20 minutes or so. So keep it close. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volunteate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Running, baby. We've got some big football games, and we're talking about them, and Fred has his theories, I've got my theories. Who the heck knows whose theories are correct and whose are wrong? And bottom line is, sometimes I get a feeling about something, and it is what it is. But truth be told, I just hope we have good football games. I really do. I don't want to see anybody go out there and get killed. I want to see two competitive football games. By the way, it is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA radio network. Fred Wallen's with me in Los Angeles. Jeff Rich and myself somewhere in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. And be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, I'm kind of hammering you, but truth be told, I really do want to see good football games. I want to see competitive football games. But I know how it is with these numbers and whatnot about the games. But sometimes those numbers just get thrown out the window, and you have what happened last week with Carolina jumping all over Seattle. And then, you know what? The play at that point, I mean, I hate to say it, but you got to think that Seattle will make a game out of it. So second half, you can take what you want and then say, hey, I'll take Seattle to make this a football game. And that's what I would have been thinking about last week versus the other way, saying Seattle is going to go out there and win just because they're Seattle and Carolina's Carolina. I think there's more to it. And again, you're right. They're not wrong a lot. But when they're wrong, they're actually very wrong a lot of the time. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But again, I mean, Russell Wilson, historically, is not going to make a mistake. You said, well, this is the playoffs. Well, he's been in the playoffs the last 2 years. He hasn't made too many mistakes. So, I mean, the point is those things happen in sports. That's why the casinos don't always win. But they win most of the time. As far as the other game on Sunday, of course, you've got HGH Manning against Deflategate.
That bothers me too, to be honest with you, Fred, because listen, when you're talking about Al Jazeera's and you're talking about that nonsense, that seriously is pathetic, to say the least. Okay? Why? Because I think there's zero credibility.
Because it's Al Jazeera versus Fox.
Yeah,
You're saying if Fred,
we need an Anglo name in our news, and that's what it comes down to. That's the perception. It's not right, but that's the way people think.
Right. But, I mean, if Fox does exactly the same report, Andy, you might believe it. Al Jazeera does it.
I won't believe it, because when somebody recants right away about something, there's nothing to it.
No, it's not true. You had one guy recant, and there's a lot of reasons why people recant, one of them being fear. Another one being money. So just because Mr. Sly recanted does not make the story correct or incorrect. That's all I'm saying. Let's see how it plays out. Al Jazeera, by the way, is going off the air in 2 months.
Exactly.
So, there's going to be lawsuits. Let's see how it plays out. Let's see how the story plays out. And let's see what happens. That's all. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
One more time. Forget the HGH thing. Do you believe, Andy, and do you believe, Jeff, that the equipment manager, the equipment assistant in the Patriots locker room deflated those footballs without somebody above him, the quarterback or the coach, knowing about that? Yay or nay?
We all are in agreement on this. Yes, okay.
And so, what happened to Manning? Nothing. What happened to Brady? Nothing. What happened to Belichick? Nothing. That doesn't make it didn't mean it didn't happen. So what I'm saying to you is that just because things don't occur the way they should legally or morally, that doesn't make the story right or wrong.
Okay.
You and all
so
and I
me...
know that they deflated those balls, and you know that the coach and the quarterback knew about it. And there's in your heart, you know that, and in my heart, I know that. And Brady was able to play the entire season. So just because Al Jazeera is going off the air does not make that story right or wrong.
Right, but I will say this. They're more like TMZ than they are like a credible news source.
Is Fox a credible news source? Well, how many times have they been caught in lies?
Listen. Here's the real problem, okay? The real problem is that everybody wants to break a story and make a name for themselves instead of just reporting the facts about what's going on. So there's a little bit more going on here than whether it's true or false or this and that. I would probably guess that Peyton Manning – has used HGH like many other people have used HGH. But again, what he used it for would probably be recovery versus using something for performance enhancing.
I'm not disagreeing.
I think that there's a difference too. And I think that you're lumping these two things together when they're not the same thing.
That
to me is somewhat – I find it to be annoying, to be honest with you, because you're lumping HGH and PEDs in the same category, and they are not.
I'm not saying they're in the same category. I'm saying he came out and said it was totally not true. She goes on television, not just on Al Jazeera, but other networks too, saying we've got the male signature of Ashley Manning. That's all I'm saying. And the next year, Peyton threw 55 touchdown passes. That's all I'm saying. And so just don't accept or not accept anything because it's an Al Jazeera or it's on MSNBC or CNN or Fox. Because believe me, Fox has been caught in many a lie. Some things they've written probably are true. I've never
but
caught
I just,
them
I think,
the truth.
I think it's,
they
I
may
think
tell the truth once in a while.
Okay, and I think – but I also think you really have to be careful, and I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you in general with how you lump HGH and PEDs together because they're not
illegal?
The same thing.
Are both illegal?
They may both be illegal,
but HGH
you can get prescribed by your doctor. So
I'm just saying in the NFL, though, you're not supposed to be taking it.
Okay.
Even though it is for a recovery. I mean, I'm not saying it's not – it was for a recovery. He was hurt. And the next year he threw 50. I never said it was to enhance his, what he was doing. I'm saying it was for recovery. I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying that the lady, the reporter on television indicated, and I saw her two or three different shows indicating we've got the signature of Ashley Manning. Now, if you think Ashley Manning is taking it, that's okay. I don't know. But if it's in the household, and Peyton's a quarterback in the National Football League, there's a chance that he took it. No matter if he looked at the TV screen and he's a great actor that he is and tells everybody he didn't. And that's all I'm saying. So I find this game really interesting. I got one guy who I don't trust, the other guy I don't trust.
I would trust both of them with the football, I'll be honest with you.
But I'll tell you what, I think Brady's got more left than Manning. So from that aspect, I think New England will win. And again, who knows? But I, the interesting thing about the NFL, and Jeff chime in, I'm sorry I'm taking the timer. In the NFL, I think something has to be done because Belichick this week, I think he had something like 16 guys questionable. Now, you've got to tell everybody for betting purposes, no matter what they tell you, it's for betting purposes, if it's questionable or probable or whatever the case might be as far as players are concerned. But he lies every single week. He puts everybody questionable. So nobody, you know what I'm trying to say here. That has to stop. Somebody's got to say, no, you can't just say somebody's hurt and write somebody's hurt if he's really not hurt. That's unfair to the fans. That's unfair to everybody in the National Football League. But nothing is ever done about it. Please explain that.
Well, when a guy is questionable, more often than not, that means they're playing. When they're probable, they're playing. They're that doesn't even mean like there's a chance that they're not playing, at least in my eyes, as to how I've seen it work in the past. So questionable means, you know, 50-50. Probable means they're probably playing the game. And if they say they're out, obviously they're out. But I get what you're saying with the injury reports. But truth be told, what I was going to say is, truth be told, I think, you know what? If you want to disguise what you're doing, then that should be part of your game plan. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, you know, at the end of the day, I think you just need to, bet on the team. But you know, it's not the NFL's job to service the gamblers. You know, that's kind of a myth. I understand it's a huge business, and the NFL doesn't exactly shy away from it. But you know, the NFL's job, the player's job, the coach's job is to do what it takes to win the game.
Right.
The game, and I agree with Fred. The injury report's a joke, because why should you be honest with it if it can provide you a competitive advantage to not be? I mean, do you think Belichick's the only one that fudges that report?
No, I think the Packers did it a few weeks ago against the Arizona Cardinals, like I said to you guys.
But I think Belichick does it more than anybody else.
I agree on that. I agree.
Yeah, it looks like
he does a lot of things that other guys don't do.
Yes.
You know what? If he's gaining a competitive advantage that's within the rules, you know what? Other guys, what this is a copycat league. So you know what? Other guys copy exactly what Belichick is doing.
I just think you have to change the rules. Because it's for the same reason why Deflategate made him change the rules, where the officials now are the ones that are holding on to the footballs. I just think you have to change the rules, and you can't allow that to happen. That's all I'm saying. Because some coaches don't cheat. Some coaches don't. I like Bill Belichick. When he came up with that wide receiver situation last year, I thought that was very cute. That was within the rules. They had to change the rules. I mean, he's always one step ahead of the game. I'm not questioning that.
Yeah, no. So at that point, the bottom line is that you got to give credit where credit's due. They're smarter than everybody else, they change rules because of what they've done. Go ahead, Jeff.
And they're going to be able to adjust. You know, they can't run the ball. You know, James White's not a viable option to run the football when you're playing for your conference championship. Nope. But I'm going to tell you, one player, they're getting back on the field. This guy hasn't – the Patriots have not lost a game with this guy on the field since 2014. And his name is Julian Edelman. And he helps Brady get the ball out quicker, because Denver's going to be coming and New England can't stop him. But Brady's quick enough to really neutralize that threat of Denver's front seven. I've kind of flip-flopped on this game. I was going to go with Denver all week because of the better defense, New England's lack of a running game. But at the end of the day, I think that Brady gets it done. I think that Edelman's a huge factor, and I think that Gronk's a huge factor, and we might see a questionable penalty flag or two.
You know, the bottom line is he has so many weapons, they don't really need a running game, because he'll sit out there and go five out on you and spread you out so that...
But he has a hard time doing that when Brandon LaFell is his number one weapon.
Right, no, I understand.
So he's got to have the pieces on the field.
Right, and those pieces are pretty much there for him today. So the bottom line is I agree with Jeff. I think there's just too many weapons for Tom Brady to go out there and obviously dissect that Denver Bronco defense that I said a week ago I think is the best defense left in the playoffs. I still think they're the best defense left in the playoffs. They're going to have to play a whale of a football game today, Fred, for them to have any chance to beat Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
I agree. And again, what I saw last week of Peyton Manning, he's done. He was very fortunate to beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh played not to lose at the end. That's why they lost.
Well, and if they have Antonio Brown, I think it's a different story. Right. Like you said, and Jeff and I, we all are on the same page on that.
And I think Brady's got more left than Peyton, and I'm going to go with the guy who has a little bit more left, and that's it. I mean, the line has gone up. It was three. It's been 3.5 now since Thursday at the Vegas hotels. So you're given 3.5. That's a lot of points in a playoff thing, but I think in the end the Patriots will win.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a very interesting day. I mean, again, my heart and what I would like to see, I'd like to see Larry Fitzgerald get to the Super Bowl, win his first Super Bowl. I also would like to see Peyton Manning ride out in the sunset. I feel like he deserves it. But sometimes what you deserve and what you get are not necessarily the same. So bottom line is, hopefully we have two great football games. We'll be back with our predictions, final shout-outs and whatnot, our parting shots, if you will. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Obviously, got to thank everybody involved, Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Scott on the other side, and then John Poulter, and our new person that's in the mix with us, Shane Koenig, for joining us today on the program. But as we do each and every week, fellas, this is when we do our parting shots. Fred, I'm going to start with you. What's up?
I'm only sure of one thing in sports. The Dodgers now will win the World Series with the signing of Cy Joe Blanton for $4 million. With Blanton in that lineup and that rotation, there is no question the Dodgers are headed for World Series upon World Series. And thank you, Dodger management. You are brilliant.
Hey, and you forgot, there's no cable.
And, and nobody can watch them anyway.
That's right. Anyways, Jeff, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, you know, as I said, I like Carolina and I like the Patriots today. But, you know, for the other teams, I think the issue is trust. I think Carson Palmer, when it's not there for Larry Fitzgerald, he's got to trust his other weapons if they're going to be able to move the ball in this Carolina defense. And ditto for Peyton Manning. He's got to trust his defense. He's got to be able to settle for three and not force it on third and long. He's got to be able to settle for punting and playing the field position game and trusting his defense to slow down Tom Brady and company.
Cam, go out there and be super like you have been all year. Get the Carolina Panthers to the Super Bowl. And on the other side, Peyton Manning. go do what most people don't think you can do, and that is beat Tom Brady and the mighty New England Patriots. Stop them from getting to the Super Bowl. For Fred Wallen, for Jeff Rich, for Scott on the other side of the glass, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.